Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now, a Durham neighborhood is covered in crime tape after a drive-by shootout. WRAL is asking questions as police reveal how this all unfolded.
Plus, a dry and cloudy start to your day could take a turn in the hours ahead. Right now, you are looking live at Dix Park as our team gets ready for the chance of severe weather and where it will hit.
A big victory for NC State baseball has everyone talking this morning. We are tracking the team's reaction. Great fun. The pack howling, headed for the World Series. That is great stuff. Straight up 6 o'clock right now on your Monday morning. We're glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
I'm Micaiah Thurman in for Renee Chu. Let's get a check of that threat of severe weather that will be impacting us later this afternoon, PETA.
Yeah, so we have a level one threat in place for today. You can see that outlined here out of our level five. But that does include most of us this afternoon, except the southern half of Sampson County. Damaging wind speeds and heavy rainfall will be possible. This morning will be dry as you head out to work. Lunchtime will be fine as well. But notice around 3 o'clock, our rain chances pick up to a 30% chance. And that's going to stick with us into the evening before we see some improvements with our rainfall chances. Now, I do want to go ahead and show you futurecast because this really does paint the picture of how it's going to look into the afternoon. So we're dry for this morning, waking up to a mix of sun and clouds. Clouds will build throughout the afternoon, especially to the north and west. That's where we're going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms first, and then it's going to move across the triangle and to the southeast. Notice by 6 o'clock, showers and thunderstorms really confined across our south and eastern counties, and we are going to be dry by the time we head into 8 and 9 o'clock. Some improvements coming in as we head into the overnight hours. As we check out our temperatures this morning, we are in the 60s and the 70s. This afternoon, we're going to head to 90 degrees in Raleigh, 88 in Durham, and 91 in Fayetteville. Coming up, I'm going to go ahead and go hour by hour and show you how these temperatures will feel as we head into the afternoon. You're going to need the umbrella and you're going to need the water bottle. Ryan?
All right. It is 6:02 as we take a live look at the Durham Freeway out at Irwin Road, just west of downtown Durham. And it's quiet out there. That traffic, what little there is heading away from us, is southbound toward downtown. No delays on either side between 85 and I-40. Looks fine on 40 and 85 themselves as well through Durham. Looking fine on major routes around Wake County as well. The Beltline and I-40 all clear. Still tracking a report of a crash on Capitol Boulevard at Tillery Place. Still not seeing any delays at this point. Back to you.
We're following breaking news. Shots ring out in a Durham neighborhood as two cars engage in a gunfight in the early hours of the morning. And WRAL's Naya Harden is live at the city's police department. Naya?
Yeah, WRAL was there as the police had just arrived to the scene and started investigating this earlier this morning around 4 o'clock. Police telling us exactly what happened, and I want to show you here on our map where this all was. So it started on Lincoln and Linwood, and the driver in this drive-by shooting continued towards Simmons Street. Now, police telling us a man was shot while in his vehicle by a driver in a passing car. He's expected to be okay, but police having that very heavy police presence as they tried to investigate this earlier this morning. As more information continues to come out, we'll make sure to pass that along to you. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Durham.
And we have a live look right now. NATO headquarters in Belgium, where President Biden is meeting with world leaders with a big focus on cybersecurity and climate change. Right now, the president is talking with leaders of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania ahead of today's NATO summit. NATO is a North Atlantic Treaty Organization. It's an alliance between 30 countries, including the U.S. President Biden's focus on NATO is a shift from former President Trump, who considered it obsolete.
And Michelle McConaughey in the WRAL Live Center. And as Jeff just mentioned, we are showing you Brussels, where security is very high today ahead of that NATO summit. President Biden arrived there yesterday for the meeting of the alliance members, where Russia, China, and cybersecurity are all on the agenda. I will be monitoring this here in the Live Center and bring you any updates. Back to you.
Meanwhile, the city of Geneva, Switzerland, is preparing for Biden's big meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. New video shows security measures going up where the summit is supposed to take place on Wednesday. Experts don't expect any breakthroughs, but they hope both leaders can set boundaries in the tense relationship between the U.S. and Russia. Putin is speaking about the upcoming summit with President Biden to NBC News in an interview you will only see on WRAL. You can watch a preview of that exclusive meeting ahead at 7 a.m. on Today.
Also happening today, Vice President Kamala Harris is kicking off a month-long tour urging people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Her first stop is Greenville, South Carolina, where she will speak at a vaccine mobilization event at 12:15. Before heading back to Washington, she'll speak with voting on voting rights with local leaders. The tour comes as the White House pushes its goal of getting 70% of adults vaccinated by July 4th. And as of this morning, that count by the CDC stands at 64% of adults who have received at least one dose of the vaccine. About 54% are fully vaccinated nationwide. Here in North Carolina, 50% of adults are fully vaccinated.
You have just 2 days left to help pick Durham's new police chief. Sherry Montgomery is serving as interim police chief. She's worked with the department for 22 years. The city is looking for someone to fill the position permanently. However, you can weigh in on the hiring process. There's an online survey on the city's website, but do it soon. That survey closes tomorrow.
Today, leaders in Durham County could give the green light to spend hundreds of millions of your tax dollars. Commissioners are set to vote on a new budget in a meeting tonight. The $730 million plan raises property tax by 1 cent, or around $20 a year on a $200,000 home. The county will also spend $184 more per student at public schools and will invest $400,000 in a program to reduce violence. Tonight's vote is at 7 p.m.
You're looking live right now at RDU Airport, where a new coalition will be announced in an effort to boost travel. The airport industry took a hit during the pandemic, and recently travel's picked up. Today's announcement will focus on the airport's efforts to support travel in business, entertainment, and sports. It's set to start at 10:30, and you can watch it live on WOREL.com.
New this morning, the owner of more than 100 malls across the U.S., including here in the Triangle, is filing for bankruptcy. Washington Prime Group says the pandemic is to blame for the move. The CEO says she has already secured $100 million to help restructure outstanding debt and to avoid any closings or interruptions to service for the time being. The Northridge Shopping Center in Raleigh is owned by Washington Prime Group.
Breaking overnight, a Raleigh hotel has some cleaning up to do today. This after a woman drove her car into the building. The WOREL Breaking News tracker was at the extended stay on Bluestone Drive around 1:30 this morning. Police say the woman's foot slipped off the brake and she went forward into the building. As you can see from this video, the car's bumper fell off and there was damage to the windows of one of the rooms. Everyone was okay.
A man shot at a Fayetteville hotel last weekend has died as police still search for the person responsible. 63-year-old Jerry Smothers was working as a security guard at the Clarion Hotel on Cedar Creek Road last Saturday when he was shot. The shooter took his wallet and truck, which was found in a wooded area Tuesday morning. Smothers' sister told the Fayetteville Observer he was taken off life support Thursday.
A coronavirus variant is on its way to becoming the dominant strain in the U.S. The Delta variant was first detected in India. A former FDA commissioner says it spreads much more easily than other variants already being tracked.
Right now in the United States, it's about 10% of infections. It's doubling every 2 weeks. So it's probably going to become the dominant strain here in the United States. That doesn't mean that we're going to see a sharp uptick in infections, but it does mean that this is going to take over. And I think the risk is really to the fall that this could spike a new epidemic.
He went on to say existing COVID-19 vaccines appear to provide some protection against the variant.
We're getting a more detailed look at why 75 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine from a single facility had to be thrown out. An FDA memo shows what inspectors found at the Emergent Biosolutions plant in Baltimore. It accuses the factory of overcrowding manufacturing areas and allowing waste to be moved through the same areas where the vaccine was being made. Despite the issues, the FDA still plans to accept 10 million doses from the plant. And starting today, there'll be more places to get active in Cary. The town is reopening places, including Bond Park Community Center and Cary Arts Center. Many areas will operate under limited summer hours. Other places, including The Hive, will reopen in the coming weeks.
He served in the U.S. military. Now he's accused of helping an auto executive escape from Japan. Just ahead, what we know about the American preparing to stand trial with his son for an unusual crime.
Plus, it's an insect invasion that could mean serious economic loss in our state.
Right now, we are on the lookout for these two insects. They are both on our doorstep.
In our WRAL Morning Original, how you can help stop them from causing serious damage.
Showers and thunderstorms will erupt this afternoon. Coming up, we're going to go hour by hour. We're going to time out when you'll probably need the rain gear for this afternoon and this evening.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, the Weather 8 certified most accurate forecast.
All is quiet right now, but we're tracking a boundary that's going to move through this afternoon and bring showers and thunderstorms. I want to take you out to Southern Pines right now. We're looking live at the Longleaf Family and Golf Club. It is beautiful. We've just been seeing a beautiful sunrise all across the viewing area all morning long with temperatures that are warm. It is 66 degrees in Southern Pines, 68 in Raleigh and Durham, 67 in Fayetteville for this morning. I think right now or even up until around 11 o'clock will be the best time to go for a jog outside because that's when we're going to see mild temperatures. We head into the lower 90s today with showers and thunderstorms moving in this afternoon and this evening. We'll time that chance out on Futurecast.
Happening right now, manhunts are underway across three U.S. states after separate mass shootings over the weekend. In Savannah, Georgia, police are looking for a gunman who opened fire outside a home, killing one person and hurting seven others, including an 18-month-old child. In Chicago, two men are on the run after a shooting in a neighborhood that killed one woman and sent nine others to the hospital. And in Austin, Texas, police are looking for a second suspect after a shooting in a tourist area that killed a 25-year-old man and hurt 13 others.
Today is the first full day in more than 12 years. A new prime minister is at the helm in Israel. Naftali Bennett is now serving as the country's leader following an unusual alliance between far right and far left groups to oust former prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The change ends 2 years of political gridlock, but big challenges are ahead. That's because the current government alliance is fragile after winning power by just one vote. And new this morning, Volkswagen says more than 3 million customers may have had their personal information exposed. VW says a third party may have obtained data from current or potential customers of Audi and Volkswagen. The breach happened through an unnamed vendor that Audi used for sales and marketing. It was unsecured between August of 2019 and May of 2021. Audi says it is cooperating with authorities to investigate how it happened.
This just in, two Americans have pleaded guilty in Japan to charges they helped the former head of Nissan leave the country. Prosecutors say a former Green Beret and his son hid Carlos Ghosn inside a box for music equipment that was then loaded onto a private jet to Turkey in 2019. Ghosn faces criminal charges for lying about his compensation in Japan, but Turkey refuses to extradite him. Authorities say Ghosn paid the Americans more than $1 million to help him escape.
The town of Hillsboro is considering changes on how much you pay in taxes, and today is your chance to respond. The town board of commissioners is holding a virtual public meeting on its new $25 million budget. The current plan lowers property tax but raises water and sewer rates to raise money for infrastructure work. Tonight's public hearing begins at 7 p.m. You can find it on the town's website. If approved, the budget will go in place July 1st. And today, Johnson County leaders will also discuss the budget for next year. That meeting begins at 6 p.m. The current proposal includes a raising of fees for some waste services. Commissioners plan to hold a final vote on that budget next week.
Your help is now needed to spot two invasive insects that may already be in our state. They could be a big threat to our agriculture industry and consumer produce. 5 on Your Side's Monica LaLiberty explains what to look for in our morning original.
Wanted, the destructive Asian longhorn beetle and spotted lanternfly. These two non-native pests are right on our state's doorstep.
The Asian longhorn beetle is in South Carolina. The spotted lanternfly is in Virginia.
Kelly Oden is an assistant professor of forestry at NC State University. She says both pests leave destruction in their path. The longhorn beetle bores into many different hardwood trees.
But it really prefers maple trees, which is the second most common tree in North Carolina.
They plant their eggs inside the bark, and later the larvae eat their way out.
Just like riddles, it turns it into Swiss cheese, and the trees fall apart and die in several years.
Spotted lanternflies come in swarms, looking for fruit trees or grapevines.
And basically sucks the juices out of the tree or the plant that it needs to survive and grow. So this is going to have big impacts for the wine industry in North Carolina.
Oden says longhorn beetles are poolside pests attracted to water and seen in pool filters. The insects have not yet been identified here, but Oden says it's only a matter of time.
But really, these insects could be found anywhere, so we're hoping that everyone keeps an eye out for them.
Monica LaLiberty, WRAL News 5 on Your Side.
Professor Oden hopes people will keep an eye out for these two distinctive insects. If you spot one, take a picture of it. There are two online reporting tools. For more information, you can look for this story on WRAL.com.
Michelle McConaughey in the WRAL Live Center. Novavax, which is a small American company, is now offering the U.S. a fourth strong COVID-19 vaccine. The results of their clinical trials came out this morning. They said that out of 29,000 people in the trials, the vaccine demonstrated an overall efficacy of 90%, which is on par with Pfizer and Moderna. That's actually higher than the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as well. They said that it showed an efficacy of 100% at preventing moderate or severe disease. Now, despite the impressive results, they say that it's going to take some time. The vaccine's future is uncertain right now, and they might not seek emergency authorization from the FDA until September. Back to you.
We are getting a look at that threat for severe weather we have this afternoon. PETA Shearwood in for Elizabeth this morning. PETA.
Good morning, Makaya. You can see the level one threat does include all of us in the viewing area, where damaging wind speeds, hail, and heavy rainfall will be possible as we head into this afternoon. We're watching this boundary that's to the west. We saw some showers and thunderstorms overnight across the mountains. Those have died down. We are going to watch that boundary push through and spark showers and thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon. So if you're heading out to graduation, congratulations to you. 8 o'clock will be good. 11 o'clock will be fine. As we head into 12 o'clock, we're going to begin to see more clouds build in, and those showers and thunderstorms will ramp up across our north and western communities first before they move into the triangle as we head into 4 and 5 o'clock. After that, we are going to see those storms set up across the southeast. Now, once we lose daytime heating, our storm chances are going to die down. Those showers and thunderstorms are going to move out. Tonight, we are looking at dry conditions. As we take a look at our rain chances over the next couple of days, we are going to see that number decrease. Tomorrow, looking at a 20% chance of rain, and that's mainly for the southeast. It's because our boundary is going to stall along the coast and spark some shower activity there. But we're looking at dry conditions Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So if you have yard work to get done, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, looking like the better days to head out. But Tuesday won't be a bad day to do so as well. We are going to see around up to a quarter of an inch of rainfall in a few spots. Elsewhere could get a little bit more than that, just depending if you get stuck under one of those downpours today. We could see some isolated higher amounts as we head into the afternoon. Otherwise, outside this morning, it is beautiful. Looking live at Durham, 68 degrees, 68 in Raleigh, and a lovely shot coming in from Sanford, 65 degrees for this morning. This afternoon, we're going to head into the 80s and the 90s with a high of 90 degrees. Your workday planner, not too bad. But keep in mind, it's going to feel like around 96 degrees as we head into 4 o'clock. It is going to be hot out there today. Make sure you stay hydrated and make sure you keep the WREL Severe Weather app with you. We'll notify you once those storms move into your area. 90 today, not as hot tomorrow, in the 80s, falling into the low to mid 80s Wednesday and Thursday before we heat right back up. Brian?
We just have a report of a crash in the past few minutes, PETA, over on the east side of Raleigh. Want to zoom in there to Milburney Road at Shanta Drive, which is not too far from the Newbern Avenue, Milburney Road intersection there. You can see just a little bit of a delay showing up not too far from Wake Med. So something that I'm watching there just east of downtown Raleigh. Looking fine in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough this morning. Picking up a little bit of a delay, though, starting to build on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass, heading in from Johnston County. A look at that camera there showing the backup starting to build in the distance right now. That overall drive time from 42 to 440 up to about 14 minutes. Back to you.
Brian, thank you. Well, he may be small, but that didn't stop him from beating out 2,500 other competitors. Just ahead, meet the new winner of this year's Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
Plus, why the Triangle's biggest public transportation system is cutting service starting today and how you can help.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
NC State is making a change after advancing to the College World Series in baseball.
Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending.
Yes, the Wolfpack stunned number one seed Arkansas to earn their spot back in Omaha. And on Twitter, the Pack posted video showing the team editing its bio to add 2021 onto the list of years in the College World Series. They also posted pictures of the team and urged their fans never to give up.
Look at that. What a great season that they're having so far. Going to the College World Series is such a big deal. The World Series tickets are going out. It starts on Saturday. Good luck.
They're going to be fine.
Yes. Yeah.
They're going to be fine.
Great.
And a celebration also in store today for the winner of this year's Westminster Dog Show.
Wasabi takes it. Wasabi is the Best in Show winner.
There's Wasabi, three-year-old Pekingese, who took home this year's Best in Show along with handler David Fitzpatrick. Wasabi outcompeted 2,500 other dogs and will get this dinner of filet mignon.
Ooh.
I'm going to say, look at that face. The small dogs, you guys know I'm on team small dog. Mm-hmm. This was huge. Congratulations also to the second place winner, Bourbon A. Whippet. Well, today, the second wave of U.S. Olympic trials for swimming resumes in Omaha.
Yeah, five athletes, though, can rest easy because they know they've already punched their ticket to Tokyo. Emily Wyant is one of them. She qualified in the women's 400-meter individual medley, finishing 4 minutes, 33 seconds. That trial runs through Sunday. And we are just sitting at 39 days. Oh, we're about to go to 38 there. On the Olympic Games, WRL is your Olympics headquarters. You can go to WRL.com for everything, all the stories we've done so far.
Breaking news. People in One Durham neighborhood are waking up to find out about a drive-by shooting. Coming up, we'll tell you what police are telling us so far.
And we're a few hours away from a press conference here at RDU about bringing travel back to the airport. What I've learned about the announcement coming up next.
And temperatures are on the rise today. We'll head into the 90s. We're also tracking our storm chances to pick up. Coming up, we'll break down when showers and thunderstorms will move into your area.